This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. So this next conversation you're going to hear, I recorded it when I was at the baseball winter meetings in Dallas last week. It's with Rob Connolly, co-founder of a company called Finleet. Now, the reason we didn't run it last week, actually, was because the company was still waiting to get official approval and everything. And when I talked to Rob, I gave him my word that we would not run it until they were a full go and they had all the approvals and everything that goes along with the industry that they're in. And they got that here over the last few days, giving us the opportunity to play this interview for you. So you've probably never heard of Finleet, and we're in a really weird spot right now when it comes to athletics and money, specifically money for athletes. And we think about this largely in terms of college athletics and name, image, likeness. You know, yesterday when we did the show at the Jack Buck Awards, we had Chris May, the athletic director at SLU, and Laird Veach, the athletic director at Mizzou. And a lot of our conversation was based off that. Well, the interesting money side of things is not just when it comes to amateur athletes, actually professional athletes, but somewhat lowly paid at the moment, professional athletes can be part of it as well. That's where Finleet comes in. And I don't even know what to think about all this, but when Rob Connolly, the founder of Finleet, introduced himself, I wanted to talk to him. So this is my conversation. We recorded it last week in Dallas, and the first thing I asked Rob was just to kind of describe his company and what they're trying to do.
We actually learned that minor league baseball prospects for the past 7, 8, 10 years have been taking private lending deals from hedge funds, where they would take upfront capital in exchange for future earnings. Most notably, Fernando Tatis Jr. with the Padres did a deal with a private hedge fund where he received approximately $500,000 for 10% of his future earnings, where that hedge fund made $34 million off of his $341 million contract extension just 2 years after doing that deal. So what essentially we're doing is, you know, giving fans the opportunity to participate and have a seat at the table on these type of opportunities.
How does that work?
So we will come with a deal with an athlete where an athlete will come to us and want, needs financial resources for off-season training or housing or helping, you know, maybe hedge against or injury risk. And so we will then work out a deal with that athlete for a percentage of his future earnings for upfront capital. And then we allow the fans to essentially purchase that from him and able to share in that athlete's journey, both emotionally and financially.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but what you just talked about with Fernando Tatis Jr., the amount of money going back in that direction, in many ways that sounds predatory to me. I guess, is what you guys do maybe a little bit more fair to the athlete than that type of situation?
Yeah, so it's interesting. There's two sides of this kind of answer. So one, it can seem predatory on the surface because we only talk about the big wins, but you need to realize that a lot of these players take these deals, never make it to the majors, and they never have to pay that money back, which is a big asset, big part of this. What was the part of the question?
Just the front, is this more fair, I guess, than one of those hedge fund type situations?
Yeah, exactly. So what's interesting about FinLead is when athletes are doing deals with us, they're doing it directly with the fans in more of a retail environment, giving fans the ability to pull their money together, which tends to be better for the athletes because they're getting a slightly higher valuation versus working with a private hedge fund where, you know, it's all up front, all at once, and they're trying to get the absolute lowest valuation possible. You know, it seems like it's a little bit more of a better opportunity for the fans to get involved. On top of that, when it's all said and done, you know, after the amount is raised, the athlete not only gets the capital, but now they have thousands of fans that are really connected with that athlete in a very personal and unique way.
What's the, from a selection process, can any minor league player reach out to you guys, or do you kind of vet them and say, okay, this person has a X percent chance of getting to the big league, so this is a deal that we feel comfortable with?
Yeah, great question. So we built an AI algorithm tool that allows us to evaluate players using data. So we look at tons of different metrics and decide, you know, what player makes the most sense for our fans to have the opportunity to make a great return on. So one of the prospects we really like is Leonardo Bernal, who's one of the top catching prospects in baseball. He happens to be the number 6-9 prospect in the Cardinals organization, depending on what site you look at. So with Leonardo, you know, we contacted him. We talked about, you know, how FinLead works, and he loved the idea, and we were able to get a deal in place with him where fans are able to invest in Leonardo's career.
How does that? How did that come together? Like, do athletes reach out to you? Do you reach out to athletes or agents involved? What's that whole process like?
Yeah, so it's been great. So a lot of athletes, especially in minor leagues, have heard about us now. We're getting our name out there. So with Leonardo's case, he reached out to us, asking us how it worked. Him as agent met with us over the Arizona Fall League, and we just worked out perfect. We got the deal done in the Fall League.
Do agents like these type of deals?
Yeah, so it's really funny with the way the agents work. So some agents will say, you know, never do these deals. It's the worst deal. You don't do it. Some agents say you should definitely do the deal. But we feel like most of the agents take a neutral aspect to this because, you know, if they tell an athlete not to do a deal with us and then athlete never makes it, the athlete will be mad at them. Mm-hmm. And then if they tell them to do the deal and the athlete makes $350 million, you know, they feel like the athlete may be mad at them. So if, by taking a neutral aspect and sharing all the details with the athletes, let them make an informed decision. And that's the best way the agents handle this.
I think a lot of people don't realize the life of a minor league baseball player. And some of these guys make good signing bonuses when they get drafted, but a lot of them don't. And it's not a ton of money. If you want to put your body is your tool to be in the best spot. So if you want to get coaching in the offseason, if you want to have access to things, that takes money. And some guys don't have access to it. So to me, that's where this is a really cool thing, because these minor league players get access to something that maybe they didn't have before. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We're a platform that allows these athletes to give them the best chance to optimize their on-the-field potential. And by giving them this capital from fans, it's a great way for them to really give them the best chance to make it to the big leagues.
What is it for you like? Because I mentioned earlier, and I talked about college athletics and the wild, wild west that is right now. You're working in a athletics-related financial space that's kind of on a new frontier. What's it like right now working in that realm in this athletics world we're living in right now, where everything's changing on a daily basis?
It's absolutely insane. Like, talking to some college athletes who, you know, want to do deals with us, I look back like 10 years ago and go, like, how is this even happening? It's so unique right now, and it's such a fast-moving industry. It's crazy. It's really hard to try to keep up with. It's been a lot of fun, though.
Can you do deals with college athletes?
Absolutely, yeah. So our deals aren't NIL deals. They're actually private financing deals, which don't fall under the NIL laws. So we can actually do deals with athletes.
From a fan standpoint, if they want to get involved in this, can you talk through, in addition, just the emotional connection of it, feeling like you're supporting a player for a team that you support, what are the other benefits of being involved in this?
Yeah, so we have different investment levels. We give away signed balls. There's an MLB package where the fans that invested in this opportunity can actually come out to spring training and meet Bernal and have a meal with him and get to know him on a personal level. But it's all about building those connections with these athletes, giving them the resources they need to maximize their potential and just creating these unique opportunities.
That's another interesting thing about this, because we're also living in a world right now where VIP experiences are so important and there's so much value to that. So you guys are doing the money side of it, but then there's also a chance for fans to experience something that they wouldn't be able to experience in just a normal situation.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's not about just the money. It's about that emotional connection with the athlete and the behind the scenes experience. I mean, that virtual meet and greets, you know, the personal letter from Bernal saying, thank you for participating in my career. All those little things add up to a really unique experience that you can't get normally in these business investment opportunities. This is a little bit more personal, and it makes it really a unique offering for fans to participate.
Yeah, I find this to be interesting. I'm sure there might be some people listening who would be interested in what you guys do, especially with the Bernal connection. What is the way to get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, the best way is to go through our website, finleet.com. That's FINLETE.com. And you can see Emmanuel Class A with the Guardians on there, as well as Leonardo Bernal.
Rob, really good to meet you. Interesting to learn about this new world that we're living in right now.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it, Matt.
That was my conversation from last week at the baseball winter meetings in Dallas with Rob Conley. Again, he is a co-founder of Finleet, a really interesting concept. I'm still trying to grasp completely how I feel about it. I like it in, the premise of it, I like it. I just, it's just kind of it's a brave new world. You wouldn't have heard about stuff like that previously. So still trying to figure out thoughts on it. But I hope you enjoyed that conversation and you look at athletics maybe a little bit differently. And you can get involved, like he said, if you want to. Somebody like Leonardo Bernal, a Cardinals prospect, is involved with it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of the program. It's Graybar Sports Open Line.